Leaders. America divided. Politicians are making Americans miserable. The midterms offer a chance to change.
As America prepares to go to the polls on November 6, the country is more divided and angry than it has been in decades. Campaigning for the midterms has been marred by politicians routinely treating each other as rogues, fools, or traitors. In recent days, a supporter of President Donald Trump has sent bombs to 14 of his opponents, and a white supremacist has murdered 11 worshippers at a synagogue in the worst anti-Semitic act in America's history. Toxic federal politics is America's great weakness. It prevents action on pressing real issues from immigration to welfare. It erodes Americans' faith in their government and its institutions, and it dims the beacon of American democracy abroad. The midterm elections are a chance to begin stopping the rot, and even to start the arduous task of putting it right. Mr. Trump did not begin this abasement, but he has embraced it as enthusiastically as anyone, and carried it to new depths of his own devising. All politicians stretch the truth. Mr. Trump lies with abandon over 5,000 times since he was inaugurated, according to the Washington Post. His deceit is so brazen and effective that many of his supporters take his word above any of his critics, especially those in the media, and seemingly in the face of all the evidence. That suits Mr. Trump, because once nobody is believed, he cannot be held to account. But it is disastrous for America. Once reasoned debate loses its power to win arguments, democracy cannot function.